Welcome to season four, episode six, the one with the energy echo. And hey, I'm so excited to be chatting to you today. And it kind of follows on from our previous episode where we were talking about visibility in the sense that often we struggle with our own visibility because we're trying to do what other people are doing. And today, what I want to talk to you about is the phenomenon that I have noticed, particularly in some of my members who have more open centers than defined, that they end up copying other people's energy. Now, this might not seem like a bad thing, but when you start to understand a couple of things, particularly if you are into human design and you know what your chart looks like and you know that you've got open centers that really need to pay attention to, or that you really need to think about when it comes to kind of the copying. And copying isn't quite the right word, because it's not that we, well, actually, I guess we are copying that energy, but it's not only that, we're actually amplifying it. But there are a couple of layers here. So let me see if I can back up and actually explain what the heck I'm talking about. So more often than not, when we are running our business and doing business and all of those things, we often are looking at what other people are doing and we're modeling off what they're doing, right? If we see that someone has having success over here, then we're like, let me do what they're doing. And you'll go along, you'll do it. And then inadvertently, if it's not quite the right thing for you, if you're not naturally gifted in whatever it is that they're doing, then you might struggle and you might hit some roadblocks. But you can copy the energy for a little bit, right? We're all able to emulate and do things like that. But what would it look like if instead of doing that, you actually just tuned into your own energy, your own signature, your own way of doing business? Because when you do that, everything is easy and fun. That's why I say it does get to be easy and fun. You've just got to allow it to be that way. And this takes consciously making that choice, because we're not taught this. We are not taught in school to be self-aware. We are just taught to follow, to do this, do that, not to really have self-thought or self-awareness of the things that are going on up here in our heads. So when it comes to energy and energy patterns that other people have, that then kind of filters down into how you might choose to do things in your business. And sometimes we kind of have to try on a few different hats and a few different outfits to see if they fit. And if they don't, then we need to be able to go, you know what, this is how I'm going to tweak and modify based on what feels right for me. But the key piece to this is that you have to know what feels right for you, aka what your energy is actually aligned with. So in order to be able to do that, there are a few different things that we're going to unpack. Now, I am going to go down the human design rabbit warren, but I am going to give you some options if human design kind of isn't your jam. So stick around. Don't worry. We're not going to woo here. But if you are into human design, then I encourage you to have your chart handy, because this will give you a very quick picture of kind of where you might be struggling. And then if you do want to grab your chart and you don't have it, you can head to hustleandgroove.com/chart and go and grab that right now. Okay, let's start on the human design side of things. So when you look at your chart, what I want you to do is pay attention to any of the centers that are white. These are open. Now, caveat, if you're a reflector, everything is open in your chart as far as centers are concerned. So your thing to pay attention to first and foremost is the fact that you don't amplify energy, you reflect it back. Any energy that you encounter, you're going to reflect that straight back. So it's very much about paying attention to the energy that you're receiving and how you're then reflecting that back, and then deciding whether that energy is actually serving you or not. But for everybody else, we are going to amplify that energy, right? So we're going to take it in, and it's not that you really need to do the taking in piece. It just naturally happens as soon as you encounter someone who has that open center defined in their chart. That energy is going to be coming your way. The key is knowing when it's your energy and when it's somebody else's. Because even though We have open centers in our charts. Doesn't mean that we don't have access to that energy. We just don't have consistent, stable energy for that center. That's kind of how that works. So without going into too many weeds, what I want you to just do is pay attention to the centers that are open and know that that's where you're going to receive energy and amplify it. So a couple of centers to pay attention to are the solar plexus. So this is the emotional center in the chart. If you have this open, then you're likely to feel everyone's emotions around you, right? If anyone's in your vicinity, you're going to feel it. What you need to know is when something is your emotion and when it is somebody else's. Now, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be somebody else's emotion, because on your own, you have got this just steady, calm presence. So anytime you're out and around other people, I can almost guarantee 9 times out of 10 that any emotions that you start feeling and experiencing are somebody else's. So pay attention to that and let it go. Like, literally release it. It's not yours. You don't need to do anything with it. However, you can, if you're in a conversation with someone, you can kind of say to them, hey, are you doing okay? I'm feeling blah, blah, blah. And they may not know that they're actually feeling this way, because remember, we're amplifying whatever is coming to us. We're amplifying it. And so that goes for all the other centers. So you probably definitely want to pay attention to the head centers, right? The head and the Ajna. If you have either of those open, then just be prepared that when you're around others, that this is going to be really busy and you're going to be asking a lot of questions. Remember, you're not designed to know the answers, so don't feel like you have to come up with the answers either. And if you have a open sacral center, the thing that you need to be aware of is that you're going to feel like you have so much energy. You're going to be this energizer bunny. You're going to want to do all the things, but you're not normally designed to do that. So you can borrow that for a little bit, but I want you to also just be aware that you definitely need to have a practice to kind of release that energy so that you can come down off the high and do what you normally do. And that is a little bit more calmer than someone that has a defined sacral. The bottom line here is what your energy is like on your own is really important. So if you've never really sat in your own energy and learned what it feels to be just you, then I encourage you to do that, because it becomes infinitely easier to quickly decide and determine when you're being impacted by somebody else's energy. And that goes for online as well. You don't actually need to physically be in someone's presence. You can actually get someone's energy through a like monitor, through your phone, right? It comes to you through all those different mediums. So that's just something to be aware of. Now, if you're not on the human design side of things, kind of the same deal though, in terms of figuring out what you feel like on your own. We all have our own energy signature, and you don't need the human design component to know what that feels like. You just need to know what you normally feel like on your own when you're not impacted by anybody else around you. So that's the key to all of this, is getting to know what your energy makeup feels like, so that when you are around other people, you can kind of go, huh, that's kind of not my normal jam. Why am I experiencing this? Why am I heading off in this direction? And ultimately, this comes back to figuring out your own energy so that you don't end up chasing somebody else's, because your energy is unique to you. We are all designed a very specific way to interact with the world, to share our unique gifts, strengths, and talents. So why would you want to be somebody else? And that just comes back to having the confidence and the belief that what you actually genuinely want to do is 100% possible, because you're so excited about it. That's the bottom line for any marketing, any promotion, anything like that. If you are excited to do the thing, then your audience is going to feel and experience that. You don't need some special way of doing something for that to be the case. So this is just a gentle reminder that you don't need to do what others are doing. You just need to peer it back, like look at what somebody else is doing and go, oh, I like that and I like that, but this is not my normal way of doing things. And then ask yourself the question, how would I do this? What's my natural way to kind of do that? And then you follow that path. Okay, my lovelies, that was it for today's Simple Success session. We only have two more episodes left in this season, and then we're on a hiatus until January 2026. So if you're listening to this and we're well and truly past that, thank you so much for being here. I do really appreciate you. And if you want to learn more about the human design side of things, if you want to learn more about that side of business, then I definitely encourage you to go to hustleandgroove.com/chart. And that will start you down the path of what it looks like for human design in business. There is nuances to it, and it's different to kind of applying the personal side of things. So if that kind of lights you up, go and check that out. Otherwise, I just want you to always remember, it does get to be easy and fun. You just have to allow it to be so.